speaking of other podcasters, one moment, please. Big Fatty, I called and left a message for him on his voice letter line, explaining how he has kind of invaded my...
This is into the BFO Switchboard Exclusivity Desk. Today, we have an exclusive phone call from Julian.
O'clock in the morning, just when my eyes popped open. Not that it's really a bad thing, I just took it as kind of a sign that that might be a shitty day. But it wasn't. It was a great day. And, you know, Big Fatty just kind of works his way into your...
This all just... Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Big Fatty. We've also got a phone call from the mother of Woodland Hills. Yes!
Afternoon. Then I'll be adjusted, and then we can just pork it up, you know, till the cows come home.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And then we can just pork it up, you know, till the cows come home.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 589 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of May, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got Voice Letter-a-Palooza. And y'all, there are two exclusive calls, plus we had two calls from Jeremiah. Oh, dear gussy. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, the week is just zipping. It's zipping by, just zipping by. And y'all, it was a busy day in the coal mine today, but y'all, it was a very productive day. Cooling the brain. For Big Fatty, and y'all, I hope that each and every one of you had a lovely day, and that you enjoyed your chips and salsa for hump day. And y'all, I know that's very, very racist, but anyway, it's y'all. I got so discombobulated at the beginning of yesterday's show because I didn't have the micro hoist close enough to my mouth. And I want to make sure my grandson can hear me because, you know, y'all, the poor thing is his hearing's going. You'd think that it would, that only happens when you turn old, but y'all evidently, dear Gussie, y'all, this mercifully, today is the final day of Death Watch 2010, and y'all, as we all know, Tamari, which is May the 7th, is the sea hag.
I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, it is her 75th birthday, and y'all, it's, you know, I believe that J. Myron Hooch has got hospice on the speed dial on the cellular telephonic device, but I don't know, but y'all, it's they're already beginning to mourn out there in the Woodland Hills. I understand that little Esmeralda is so upset that her alpha is, you know, is on death watch, that she's just eating her own poop. And y'all, by the way, here's a little tip from Heloise. If you are beginning to eat your own poop, if you'll just sprinkle some MSG on your food, that will make it not taste good. Right.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Big Fatty. This is Julian from Foul Monkeys. I just wanted to point out a couple of things and clarify a couple of things about our podcaster dinner and a couple other things. One, New Orleans is not a state. Two, Sin City is Las Vegas. And three, as long as you spend $50 at the dinner, your parking will be free. No, it will not be $12. It will be free as long as you spend $50, which I'm sure with a dinner and a couple of adult beverages, you'll have no problem breaking that amount. Love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Julian, and he is from the Ginger Bear and Albino Show. You can get to it over at the BFO by clicking on Big Ricky. And y'all, he has been adamant, y'all, about not appearing on other podcasts. And y'all, this is an exclusive that Team Julian has broken his self-imposed silence. Yes, Big Fatty, the self-imposed silence. Y'all, he has broken it, and he has called the BFO because y'all, he knows where his butter is breaded, and y'all, that's all very good news. However, y'all, did you hear Julian say that he wanted to clarify something? Listen again to this.
I just wanted to point out a couple of things and clarify a couple of things about.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Joan, she will get, y'all, and I shouldn't point out his errors like he did in the phone call to the BFO, but y'all, I know he was overcome with anticipation and excitement about calling the BFO. Yes, Big Friday, I'm sure that was it. Y'all, our next call is from the one and only Jeremiah.
Happy Diamond Jubilee. I know it's not only the Diamond Jubilee of your birth, but also you have been around since the advent of the transistor radio. You showed Larry King everything he knows. So I know that the radio industry will be shut down for the day as they celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of your broadcasting and life. And I'm sure it will be a banking holiday, a federal banking holiday for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. I'm sure there'll be prancing horses and young men with plumes in their hair and golden carriages in the Woodland Hills for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. And Big Fatty will lead as the drum major.
Y'all, I do not know what happened there, but Jeremiah called, and y'all, it sounded like the call that he was talking before the call started, which is not hard to believe. But y'all, it just cut off. It cut off right after he was describing the prancing horses. And that I was going to be some sort of drum major. I don't know. But y'all, the good news is that I sent Jeremiah an instant message, instant letter, and let him know that his call had cut off in the middle, and just to see if perhaps he would like to call back and complete the call. And y'all, because I do this for you, because I know so many of you enjoy hearing from Jeremiah, even though we've not gotten an update on his new podcast. Y'all, we are still sitting here with bated breath, and it's not because we had sushi for lunch, because, you know, Big Fatty does not eat the sushi. But, y'all, Jeremiah did call back.
Hey, Big Fatty, I was calling you back. I understand that my well wishes for Vera's Diamond Jubilee didn't go through, but to be quite honest with you, I don't really remember. You know, it was kind of like reading an obituary. It was fluffy and grandiose, and nobody really meant it. Anyway, you know, being that it's a Diamond Jubilee, you would think she would have bought one of them plots in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. That's www.hollywoodforever.com. And I'm sure that her and Goop have one of those private mausoleum crypt things. And, you know, speaking of, you know that Vera was probably an honored guest on the platform at the Michael Jackson farewell funeral circus. She probably sat next to Larry King, could be his ninth wife. Anyway, you know that she's going to have one of them gold coffins like he had that you can see yourself in. And that's going to be a spectacle. I wonder where the event will be held. Will we have a viewing in the Fat Cave for the East Coast? Anyway, we're going over here to the Autistic Gentleman's Public House, as some people in the car called it, the Homosexual Burger Shack for lunch. And we have been listed at your show, and some of these girls in here are hooting. They are just hooting, Big Fatty. They think you are hilarious. And they just don't understand why anybody calls you that, because they have seen pictures of you in your swimming undergarment, in your chastity belt. But I hadn't really gone into detail about the fisting, because, you know, these are delicate ladies in here. They, vanilla is their flavor, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Big Fatty, it is just hot as nine hells here today. So we in the air-conditioned Cadillac car, and we about to go in here now and get us some Autistic Gentleman or Homosexual Cheeseburger. So you have a good day, and for all your listeners, they are building a Mississippi band of Choctaw Indian casinos here, and it's going to be not 10 miles from my door, so get your frequent player cards. We're not going to have to drive down there to that oil-covered coast no more to gamble. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? It's going to take them 18 months, Big Fatty. They got to widen the road through the swamp over there to the tribe. And you ought to see that tribe. They are some sad state of affairs, but they do not live in teepees. Everybody always wants to know, do they live in teepees? I've never seen a teepee. They live in little brick houses and drive Ford cars because the tribe owns the dealership. Can you believe that? But everybody goes there to buy their Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury product because you don't have to pay state sales tax when you buy it from them because they are a sovereign nation. All right then, Big Fatty. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Jeremiah was on a roll there, y'all. We started off with wishing the Sea Hag a happy 75th birthday. Then he was interested in if she had purchased her plot in the mausoleum. Oh, what was that? That was a chicken pot pie. Yes, Big Fatty. And I had some lightly sauced cone also. So, that, you know, that'll be Mother Nature's GPS system. But we went to the mausoleum, and then we went over to the Autistic Gentleman's what did he call it? I don't know. But he was going to have a cheeseburger at the Autistic Gentleman's establishment, and then it was hotter than nine hells. And then we ended up at the Indian Casino. I mean, what more could you possibly want in a phone call? Big Fatty, there's nothing more we could want in a phone call. Unless, of course, Vera's mother called.
Hello, Mr. Fatty. My name is Mrs. Charles, Vera Charles's mother. And I wanted to call to make sure you knew it was my son's birthday this Friday. And I wanted to invite you to his little birthday party I'm throwing for him in Butte, California. There's going to be cake and ice cream and plenty of seeds, milk, chocolate, California brittle. His favorite. So make sure you make it to the Flying Flags Campground in Burlington, California for his birthday party. I know he'd want all of his best friends to be there. Also, I wanted to know if you would be in charge of the entertainment. I heard your weekend update, and it sounded like you had so many nice games at your party. Dance your balls off and punch the fist up the gimp. I don't know what a gimp is, but they talk about it in those magazines addressed to Myron that arrive at my house. I'm sure my son will love it for his 70th birthday if you were there. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on Friday.
Dear gussie, y'all, is the woman on a respirator? The woman sounds like she's on a respirator. Y'all, it sounded like, you know what it was. She got sick and tired of asking to have those curtains hung. And y'all, she just got out there. She had no business getting out there all by herself. And she got out there and tried to hang them up. Y'all, the poor thing, she just can't catch her breath. She just can't catch her breath. And y'all, she's obviously very forgetful too, because it's her 75th birthday, not her 70th coming up. Dear gussie. But the poor woman's got to be 120. But, you know, I guess for 120, she sounds like she's in pretty good shape. Yes, Big Freddy. But, y'all, I'm telling you, when you get old, you're going to become forgetful. You are just going to become forgetful, y'all. And, y'all, sometimes what was I going to say? Sometimes, you know, Big Fatty likes to make a little joke, but y'all, most of the time, Big Fatty is just talking and saying what's in his mind, and I am not trying to be funny. I mean, Big Fatty, it's a good thing you're not trying to be funny, because you're not. You're being very successful not being funny. But y'all, here's a couple of examples. I woke up on Wednesday, and y'all, I looked at the title of the Wednesday show that I had recorded, Music to Poop By, and y'all, I thought, why the hell did I call it that? Y'all, I had no idea where I came up with that title, and y'all, I had to go and listen to the show. Well, I always listen, but y'all, I had to listen to it to figure out, gosh, my brain is getting so warm. I had to listen to it to figure out what the connection was. And y'all, and then I kept listening, and I heard myself catch myself about that Bonnie Anderson on the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, and then I corrected myself that it was the Lonnie Anderson. And y'all, it's not either one. It's not either one of them. It's the Pamela Anderson. Poor Big Freddy. Aww. Now, y'all, a couple of things to catch you up on. I have sent out the prize, the $20 prize, to David That Blue Jeans Guy. So, David, be on the lookout for that. Miss Wes, I have put your luggage tags and transportation voucher in the United States Postal Service to you. And, y'all, I have a special little box here that I am going to stick Stevens Charles Nelson Reilly t-shirt in and get that mailed back to him. Because, y'all, the poor thing, he left his favorite t-shirt here at the Fat Cave. And, y'all, it's just much too small for me to even try to get, oh dear gussie, to get used to. Now, Stephen, I did use it as sort of a cleanup rag for a while, so you might want to run it through the detox facilities there in Wisconsin. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about is, and I've talked about this before, but a dear friend of the Nip and Miss Kitty and I, we'll call him George, mainly because that was his name. Y'all, he absolutely hated Mexican food, and he passed away on Cinco de Mayo. So every year, Miss Kitty and I, we go out to his grave and we celebrate his life. He's been gone for 14 years, and all I can...
And then we can just pork it up, you know, till the cows come home.
Yeah, gussie, country boy Wes. Well, maybe we can go behind the mausoleum.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.